Happy Thanksgiving. On this special day that we stop and gather together and give thanks, I have a question for you. And feel free to discuss this around your tables today. That would be amazing. What category do you fall into? On Thanksgiving Day, everyone falls into one of two categories. The first, you're all about friends, family, the food, the gathering, the post-meal nap, and the football. That's all you need. You're so content and in your happy place. The second, sure, you're all about friends, family, the food, the gathering, but inside your mind, you are chomping at the bit and working up a very strategic plan about getting the shopping deals you want to get. You want to stretch that dollar and you will do whatever it takes to get that deal. You've seen what's out there. You know the prices. You may even know how many they have in stock. You know the start times of the places you plan to be. And you've mapped out the store in your mind and the quickest way to get to the back corner of aisle 9. I fall into the first category. I honestly hate to shop. I'd rather stay in my stretchy pants on the couch and have another piece of pumpkin pie. Let me order it all online. My brother, he's in the second category. What's hilarious is he may not even be planning on getting one thing. He just loves the rush of being where all the people are. Every year you see on the news, it gets crazier and crazier as people line up, camp out all night even, all to get a good deal and not miss out on something they want. No matter which category you fall into, I thought today would be a great day to share about the best deal you could ever get. You don't want to miss this. And guess what? It's free. It was bought and paid for just for you. You don't have to go stand in any line to get it. Actually, there is nothing you can do to earn it. We tried and came up short every time. So God Himself made a way so we could have access to this deal of a lifetime. Ephesians 2, 4, and 5. But because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. Did you catch it? It's life, new life, that's it. God loves me so much, He embraced me through the arms of Jesus and took my sin-covered and dead heart and made me alive again. Jesus paid the price. Now all of humanity has a choice to receive it. When you get in on this deal, you're a new creation. You're free. The old you is gone. Chains are broken. The weight you've carried for years lifted. That's grace. So not deserved, but freely given for you. That's the truth. No matter what category you fall into today, it doesn't matter where you are, where you've been, what you've done. Call on the name of the Lord. Believe in Him today, and you will be saved. That's something to be thankful for. I'm Lori Klein.